你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. Joe is learning how to cook. He has to learn because he wants to start a small restaurant. His mother is teaching him. She used to be a chef at a big restaurant. With her help, he ought to have no problem. I'm sure Joe's restaurant is going to be the best restaurant in town. Okay, great, let's take a look.
我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。Here we go. 我们来看一下第一句话。
Joe is learning how to cook.
那他正在学习如何进行烹饪。首先 ,Joe 跟 is, 元音跟元音之间有连音，不是加 w 就不加 y, 那这个加个 w 叫 Joe was。而且红色字体属于非实义词，会用降调读。
Joe was learning how to cook.
To, 在口语化当中可以弱化成 t 加个 a, 叫 t。那么如果前面是一个元音的话，它弱化成 d 加个 a, 叫 held。所以变成 how the
Joe is learning how to cook. Joe is learning how to cook.
要能听懂。
Okay, he has to learn because he wants to start a small restaurant.
那他必须得学，是因为他想开一个 start a small restaurant, 开一个小餐馆。来看一下 he 不被强调，长元音可以说成短元音，变成 he. To, 我们刚刚有讲过，如果是元音说成的，是辅音说成 t.
HeHas to learn because he, because,
那么可以跟 he 有一个击穿，也就是 H 音不发音，用 Z 跟 E 形成一个连音，叫 because it.
Because it wants to
说成 wants to. Start 跟 A 有一个连音，叫 start, 有连音。那么同时呢，红色字体用降调读就变成
He has to learn because he wants to start a small restaurant.
He has to learn because he wants to start a small restaurant. His mother is teaching them. 他妈妈教他。He is 降调。He is 降调。Teaching him. 你可以说成 teaching him. 你也可以说成 teaching them. 意思是以 ing 结尾，把 g 去掉，用 in 跟后面元音进行连音。以 h 开头的单词可以被击穿，也就是 h 去掉，用 in 跟 e 形成个连音，叫 teaching them.或者把 e 还可以弱化成 a, 叫 teaching them. 所以 g 去掉 ,h 音去掉，用 n 跟 e, 或者把 e 弱化成 a, 这两种方式都可以 ,teaching them or teaching them. OK, 这句话就变成
His mother is teaching them. She used to be a chef at a big restaurant.
Chef 指的是主厨的意思，厨师的意思。她曾经在一个大餐馆里面当过厨师。She 长元音不被强调，可以弱化成短元音，变成 she.
She used to be.
过去常常 So she used to 她曾经是呢 To be a B 跟 A 有一个连音，中间加个 也 元音跟元音之间我们刚刚有讲过，不是加我就是加也，那这边加个也叫 be a 厨师，要能明白叫 chef。 Chef 跟 at 有个连叫 chef at, at 跟 a 有连叫 at, 就变成 chef at, chef at, 这句话连在一起就变成
She used to be a chef at a big restaurant.
She used to be a Chef at a big restaurant. With her help, with 跟 her 有个击穿， H 音去掉，用 v 跟 er 形成一个连音，叫 with her.
With her help,
在他的帮助下， he ought to have no problem. Ought to 就是应该的意思，他应该没有任何的问题。He 降调读 to 可以说成 to have, 这个梅花音 a 可以弱化成 a, 变成 to have.
He ought to have no problem. He ought to have no problem.I'm sure Joe's restaurant is going to be the best restaurant in town.
I'm sure, 我确信 I'm 不被强调的时候可以说成 a 加个 m, 变成
I'm sure Joe's restaurant.
Restaurant 跟 it 可以有一个连音， NT 组合经常把 T 去掉，用 in 进行连音，叫
restaurantness.
Joe's restaurantness 用 in 连音， going to 可以弱化成 gonna, G-O-N-N-A, 叫做 gonna.
Joe's restaurant is gonna be the best restaurant in town.
我们来这一段重新来听一遍。Here we go.
Joe is learning how to cook. He has to learn because he wants to start a small restaurant. His mother is teaching him. She used to be a chef at a big restaurant. With her help, he ought to have no problem. I'm sure Joe's restaurant is gonna be the best restaurant in town.
Okay, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然，想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。
食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、连录音、云语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来，说流利。看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻关注 Monster 的微信公众号，微信公众号叫做学豆英语，学豆英语。那么当你关注之后，会自动的推送一个群号或一个链接 QQ 群或者一个链接给你，那么你一点击就可以加入，因为我要在 QQ 群里面进行上直播的课程，为你免费上食堂直播的课程。 OK, 同时在群里面每一天都老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 I'll see you next time.